So last week, my wife and I were walking through a state park. It was quite quiet out. There's no one else around. It was close to sunset, clear trail ahead. Now, I've always thought it was unrealistic in scary movies when somebody walks up onto danger and they just don't see it there at all. But now I get it. About 10 feet in front of us, there was this rattlesnake just crossing our path. And I was talking with my wife and she was on her phone and I looked up and I saw it and I grabbed her arm and we both froze. And then for the rest of the walk after that, every time I grab my wife's arm, she froze again. And that's the work of the amygdala. That's the part of our brain. It's our threat detection center, and it stores memories, especially memories that are linked to danger, and it uses them to prepare us for similar situations in the future. And it triggers us into fight, flight, or freeze responses, which happen often before we're even consciously aware of them. So in the moment we saw the snake, we went into a freeze response. We just stopped right in our tracks, and we let it just go away, go on its way. And then about 10 minutes later, I saw something else on the path. To be fair, it was a lizard, but it was one of those long lizards that actually do look like a snake. And so I grabbed her again, and she froze again, and we both froze. And then any time, like, I saw something, I touched her arm, and just the same things happened. But these survival responses, they show up in our relationships too, especially during conflict, and they're based on our attachment styles, which in our attachment styles are how we've learned to bond and our bonding experience, which is shaped by our early childhood experiences. And so emotional avoiders, they tend to flee when it comes to conflict. They withdraw, they avoid emotional intensity both in themselves and in others, and because they've learned, well, people won't meet my needs. And so for them, it's everyone's for themselves. I deal with my stuff, you deal with your stuff, and when it gets heavy, I'm out of here. People pleasers and victims, they tend to freeze. They freeze and please and appease, and they just want to keep the peace at all costs, and they still believe that they're too small to protect themselves. And then controllers and vacillators. Vacillators are someone who idealize relationships, and then they get deeply disappointed when things don't turn out the way that they hope. They go to a fight response. They confront, they pursue, they react intensely to hurt because they're oversensitive to criticisms and complaints. Now, these reactions are deeply rooted in what we learned as kids. But here's the thing, the danger we're responding to now is really often a false alarm. It's like a smoke detector that goes off in your house when you're burning the toast. Or it would go off with the same intensity whether your house is burning down or you're burning the toast. And so we overreact. And so in order to shift out this reactivity, we need to learn how to pause and say, what am I feeling right now? What just happened? How am I reacting? And where in my past did this come from? Now, in the book of Nehemiah, the prophet who led the Israelites to rebuild the city walls of Jerusalem, the people come to him and they say, they complain about the nobles and the officials who are taking advantage of them. And Nehemiah says, when I heard the outcry of these charges, I was very angry. And then I consulted with myself. Or another version says, then I thought about it. And so we need to be like Jeremiah. We need to learn how to stop and pause and consult with ourselves and think about it. Where is this emotion and reaction coming from inside of me so that we can learn to take a more adaptive response in those moments?